Welcome back, comedy fans, to an all-new comedy at the Carlson Cast. Get more information and subscribe at carlsoncast.com. Today's episode, Chris Allen. Very special guest, we're very excited. This episode is, of course, brought to you by Sapori Cafe and Catering. It's Rochester's favorite spot for lunch and any of your catering needs. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Sapori Rochester. Also, of course, Three Heads Brewing, the makers of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things and always be kind. Now, here's your very special host. He always washes his hands before he touches himself. It's Mr. Vinnie Paulino.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining us today for a little bit of a chat is our pal Chris Allen. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, man, what's up? What's going on? Sorry I was late.
No one knows you were late. Fourth wall.
That's some black shit, man. When I'm like late to a meeting that takes place in my own house. my bad.
But seriously, though, what is late in the world of coronavirus? There is no late. There is no time. Nobody has to be anywhere, anytime.
You said two. It's 2:10. I got wrapped up on a phone call, and I was watching Premier League soccer, and I looked at my phone. I was like, I got to go, dude. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know that Premier League, that really does suck people in. Are they having
that
real
hour
games?
Of nothing happening?
Is it real live games, or are they doing like replays?
Replays. Basically how like the NBA is doing like the free league pass, and you can watch the games from the season they played. I'm doing.
Yeah, that I was going to say, in Europe, they probably shouldn't be playing soccer right now. Probably not the best time, especially in Italy. I think we just lost you with the audio. Can you hear me, Chris?
There it is.
No.
I got you. I can hear you now.
There we go.
Well, welcome back. Yeah, they shouldn't be playing. They shouldn't be worrying about playing football. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Not the time for that. So it's you, your wife, and Miles at home?
Yeah, man. We're just hanging out here, and it's the same thing every day. Get up, unload the dishwasher, make them breakfast, load it back up again, keep them busy with some schoolwork for a few hours.
Now, he's out of school, obviously. What is he, 7, 8 now?
Seven,
yeah. So, yeah. Like, he's got regular school that he's got to sit on an iPad and, like, do schoolwork. Did you throw him off of the iPad us?
No, I'm on his Chromebook now.
Ooh.
Yeah, my daughter's got one of them, too.
Yeah, so basically what they're doing now is, like, before when school was canceled, it was just for a couple of weeks. So they didn't have anything planned. It was just, we'll be back in a couple of weeks. And then when they canceled school for the rest of the year, they decided to continue with learning. So they just finished their spring break. So yesterday was their first day back to school. And all they do is they meet up on Mondays. They give them all their assignments for the week. They get to see their friends. And then all the stuff is due on Friday. And we just help them get it done. So.
Okay.
Yeah, my daughter's doing the same thing, but she's a junior. I have no idea what any of her homework means. I have no.
Oh, really?
No, she tried to show me her math homework. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, exactly.
Ask Lori. Don't ask me.
Yeah, I don't miss it.
Right?
No,
I don't miss it, man.
Does this make you realize how valuable teachers are at this point? You're just like, oh my god.
Dude, honestly, this is making me realize how important. About how like important everybody really is, and you know, in their own right, and that's something they really hit home in the military. Is just like, hey, don't make fun of the guy who works at the gym, you know, because he's handing out towels. We're all part of one fight, one team, and you're kind of seeing that now with like how we kind of just take a dump all over our fast food workers and people who work in the service industry, and now like we're depending on them heavy.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah, somebody pointed out to me the other day, because he is one, a garbage collector guy, which I guess that's an offensive term. You're not supposed to say that. Garbage man, whatever. Sanitation. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a really dangerous job right now. I would not be wanting to pick up somebody's bin full of nasty shit.
I know, exactly, man. Not even on a regular day, let alone where there might be medical waste in people's freaking trash now.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to think about. You know, one interesting thing, and I'm not going to get into the details of who I know this, but I have a very close friend who works in the law profession, and everyone in their firm got a pay cut, which I thought was interesting during this, but the employees at Wegmans all got a raise. They got like a $2 to $4 an hour raise, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of weird the way this is affecting different industries.
Right. Yeah, dude, I might make fun of me, but I listen to a ton of post-apocalyptic fictional literature.
Mm-hmm. All day long. Why not?
Yeah, so do I, yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't remember what series I was reading, but basically the whole country collapsed and all these white collar workers, they didn't really have a job. So all the blue collar people, all the people who work with their hands, they kind of became like the topper echelon in society. There was like a whole culture shift to where like these people who were lawyers and, you know, paper pushers, they had no skill. So now they had to go and speak to people who were carpenters and general contractors, people who worked on farms. They became their bosses. And it was hard for these people who were used to making six figures wearing suits to now take orders for somebody that might have been your gardener or your pool boy or your landscaper or your mechanic. Now they're the ones who have the skills that are in high demand.
Yeah, all those preppers we made fun of for so many years. They're not really making so much fun right now.
That's exactly. A lot of people's nightmare, Chris. That is a lot of people's nightmare.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm better. I will admit, at first I was pretty nervous when this first kicked off. I can't lie, man. I was pretty nervous. We didn't know what was going to happen. I freaked out. I bought 1,000 rounds of AR-15 ammo. I got another 600 from my. Yeah, dude. I lost it, man. I was freaking out. I can't lie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I freaked out.
Were you afraid of like rioting, or you were going to shoot the flu?
Both.
Okay.
I have become abundantly aware of the fact that I don't own a gun. I mean, I've never been a gun guy. Well, not for a very long time anyway. Right. And I have become abundantly aware of the fact that I wouldn't mind having a shotgun around.
You know what's funny? I was texting, and I'm not name dropping, but I was texting with Joe List like a couple of days after all this stuff happened. And he texted me. He's like, buddy, he's like, I'm not going to lie. I wish I had a gun right now. I was like, I told you, dude. I told you.
Well, he's up in New York, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we're going to say that anything bad like that is going to happen or trying to scare people, but
this is
the reality that goes through everybody's brain.
Yeah. Right. Especially when you have a family, you're just thinking about your kids and your wife and you're not really.
It's scary.
You know, it makes you be a bit more irrational than a lot of people.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind staying in Chris's house. How many rounds did you say? You have 1,000 rounds?
Thereabouts. I can't confirm or deny somewhere around that number.
With all that right, many rounds, I could hit 6 people.
Same here. But honestly, it was just like, I was thinking like if stores close and all this kind of stuff happens, that's just like, when all this started happening, my mind went to the worst parts of all the books that I had ever listened to. And I was just like, ammunition becomes currency. So let me stock up on some currency. So it was really more from a currency standpoint than it was like, I need to defend my property from, you know, looters.
Come on, man. You know that if you really want to stock up on currency, you got to go with the Bitcoin. You got to start jumping into the cryptocurrencies.
All that currency that only exists on computers, that'd be a really great thing to happen when the world falls apart. It'd be a great thing to have.
No, my friends have been telling me for years.
I wish I still had mine, man.
Right. So we were talking earlier, Brian and I were before this started, they're saying that maybe June 1st might be the day that they talk about maybe considering lifting some of this stuff. Do you have any comedy dates booked after June 1st? Are you excited to be able to get back to the stage? What are you thinking?
I'm excited, man. I got some stuff later in the year that I would not mind doing. But honestly, man, it's just like a lot of people are putting a lot of pressure on themselves to like produce all this content. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write as much as I can. And if I can think of a good video idea or something like that, but I was just like, I'm not going to be racking my brain on.
And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, we're producing Carlson Cast because we're doing it for the club. But fact of the matter is, like, comedians, if you're a stand-up comic, you know, nobody's hurting for you that bad. Netflix still exists. People can still go watch stand-up. Yeah. So, like, the people who feel the need to run into their living room and start filming themselves in front of their curtains doing a 5-minute set, like stuff like that, I just don't understand. It's not like at some point this pause button isn't going to get hit and play. We're going to start. The world's going to start again. Nobody forgot about you. You'll still be able to get your sets in. You'll still be able to go do your stuff. It's just so weird. What is that about the comedian mentality, you think?
Just to want to feel relevant and needed. And I guess honestly, man, this might hurt some people's feelings, but I think you ever watch like a nature documentary and you see an animal being killed by a lion and you see that, like that last flail.
Yeah. The last flail.
I think, that flail where it's just like, I got to get this guy from around my neck. And then they realize, like, it's over. I feel like for some of these people, man, doing these comedy shows in their living room or these first virtual shows, for a lot of people, that's what this is. It's just like they can't face the fact that, like, they're done. For a lot of comics, for a lot of us, this is the end of their dream.
I think a lot of people, I think we were talking about that with, were you talking about that the other day? I just think that there's going to be a lot that just don't come back, that they're just going to, and I think on the, not even just that, I think some are just going to say, you know what, I don't miss it as much as I thought I would.
You know, that could be too. I don't know who that's going to hurt. Thin the herd, more work for us, huh, guys?
Hey, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, and the thing is, I might be in that boat too, but as of right now, I'm cool, but you know, a lot of people have to face reality like, hey, this isn't going to work out for me anymore, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It's a weird, strange times. Now you're at home with your son, your son's doing some school. And how is that, being in a house with a young child and your wife 24/7?
It's a lot, man. So we try to get out because we live in a country. We live on a not so busy road. So we get out, we ride bikes. I've been running quite a bit, like not in the last week or so. I don't know why. I just kind of got bored with doing it. But I was running like every day, just trying to stay out of her hair. You know what I mean? Giving her time to herself. But she's working from home, so I try to give her space. So letting him play video games, you know, that kind of stuff. Just trying to make sure we still give each other our space. And also spend time together, man. So
that's good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. So everything in out in the country in Virginia is relatively calm, is what you're telling me.
For the most part, because where I live at is very red. So a lot of people were putting on that like, oh, this isn't a big deal face. So that kind of helped me out a lot when this first kicked off because people weren't taking it serious. So I was able to go in like and grab a bunch of stuff, you know, from the grocery stores before everybody was just like, maybe we should count, you know, because you know how it was when it first started, people making fun of everybody for getting toilet paper and water and all that kind of stuff. So
luckily
living here, people weren't buying into it, so I was able to grab a bunch of stuff. And I was getting looks from people like, look at this idiot, but that's fine.
They're laughing now,
right? It's so weird too. Yeah, this is odd. I don't know.
They're all just laughing with their dirty asses. Not so much anymore.
right, man. So yeah, I mean, but yeah, everybody seems to be pretty cool. I haven't really run into any situations where anybody being belligerent or not listening to like Walmart employees or anything like that. And I spoke to my mom a lot. She said that the way Wegmans is operating up there, she said it's amazing. How they just making sure everybody's maintaining their social distance, the way they have the store set up, how you can get in and out quickly. I heard it's really nice. So,
well, one of the things that they did, and it's kind of interesting and it's a little weird. And Brian made a point to me when we were talking earlier that they're probably not going to disappear. They put up sneeze guards around the cashiers.
Yeah, those little plastic. Yeah.
About damn time, right?
I think those are forever. I don't think we're ever going to see those go away.
You don't think so?
No. But like Vinny pointed out, a lot of them are bolted in.
Why not? Leave them up there. Listen, if you're a cashier, do you want to be closer to the people you're cashing out all the time? No, it's fine. You got the little thing on the other side, hit your button. You want to hand me cash, you know, slip it through the slot. I don't know what they're doing. But
I know that they're going to turn every Wegmans into like a corner store on Clinton Avenue. You know,
right? Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, or like a liquor store.
I'm pretty sure they didn't spring for the bulletproof stuff. It's just bacteria proof.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I mean, this obviously sucks. A lot of people are, you know, are dying and getting sick, and it's awful. But I also feel like it's going to normalize a lot of things that should have been a while ago. Like people working from home. People were like so weirded out by that. It's just like, no, they do it all the time. It's just like, we're so skeptical of each other. Where it's just like, oh, you just want to sit at home and drink beer, or you just want to sit at home and do this. It's like, why does someone need to be out to do a job they can do at home? Why do you need to drive to a building across town, you know, take an elevator, have a desk where you can just do it from home?
Well, it's better for the environment, if nothing else.
Right. And I noticed that too. I've seen reports of like, what's that city in Italy where they have all the rivers and shit?
Venice.
Yeah, I heard the water there is clearing up in Venice. You know what I mean? It's just like, we kind of needed a little time out to give the earth a break.
Yeah, air quality in Los Angeles is better than it has been in like 20 years.
Right. I think, dude, like, how cool would this be if every couple of years we had a built-in three-week break? Where it's like, if you can, you can still barbecue, go out and do stuff. But like, listen, we're everybody, if you can, you're going to work from home. You know what I mean? Just take a break, man.
You know, now my brain is starting to think about the evolution here. And it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, because, you know, you think that the reason why people had to do it is because the world was very centralized and files were all paperwork. And you had to go look at the things, and you didn't want to carry boxes and boxes of stuff home, but we're just not in that age anymore.
Man, something boom, like this is maybe it.
Just
right.
And I think you're absolutely right. This may just snap society into realizing, hey, there's a whole lot of overhead here we don't need.
Yeah, we built this whole big giant electronic infrastructure and we don't use it.
Exactly. And it's so funny too, because there's just certain groups of people in this country who they're so big on tradition. It's like, no, you got to do things this way. And it's just like, but at the same time, you want government and stuff to be smaller. It's just like, but you're so caught up in tradition. It's just like, let's get rid of some of these old things we don't need anymore. You know, it's time to move on. Maybe more kids should go to school online or do more homeschooling. I think that's what another thing that's going to be normalized is homeschooling. You know, people especially working from home.
Kids a dick.
Yeah, right.
Make them stay.
Wouldn't that be funny if like parent-teacher conferences is like, we recommend these homeschools at this point. You know?
We'll just email them everything. Yeah. We're just kind of done.
Yeah. I think that would absolutely change the face of society if homeschooling like that became a thing, because the interaction with the parents is going to be completely different, because really bad behavior isn't going to be tolerated. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a weird situation where if you're home with your kid all the time, your kid's going to learn how to act better. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unless you're an asshole, then you might ruin the kid. But
And we'll have plenty of those.
Yep.
Wow, the world's going to change after this, man.
I think so, man. I think for the better. I think politically we'll come out more divided. But I think when it comes to like services and technology and all that kind of stuff, I think we'll come out on the better end there. I'm just afraid of losing that human contact with people, though. I mean, that's one thing I do feel we still need as a species.
Yeah.
But
maybe I can't fathom the next time I'll shake a hand.
Oh, I'm never touching a human being again.
Dude, don't please don't be these guys. Honestly,
no, I'm not saying I won't. I just can't imagine when it will be I feel comfortable.
Oh.
You know?
Same here.
You know, it's going to be probably not in 2020.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, nah, I mean, part of me says that the handshake is dead. Part of me says it's going to be dead. Then another part of me, the human part of me that grew up with the handshake and a high five and a bump knuckles and whatever. I don't know.
I've been pushing the two guns on almost every episode we've been doing. It's going to be mine from now on.
Is our handshakes the hill to die on, though? Can I ask that? Are handshakes the hill we all want to die on?
No, but I know what you mean. But this didn't come about because of handshakes. And the thing, we've been through pandemics as a species before, and the handshake never died. It's not going to go anywhere. I think it may be a generational thing where, like, people our age in 10 years, they're like, oh, that's my grandfather, my uncle. He doesn't shake hands, man. He's weird. Yeah. You know?
I think right now I'm pitching it. The three of us will do a history of the handshake documentary.
The handshake king. We got to find some crazy dude. The handshake king. But, you know, it is weird how quickly your brain adjusts to new circumstances. Mm-hmm.
Hey, your audio just cut out on us again. Your audio cut out, Chris. We can't hear you at all, bud. Can't hear you.
No. There you go. Okay. There I don't know what's up with this internet today, man.
Hey, could you just repeat what you were just saying? It looked so interesting.
I forgot.
God damn it. You were probably making a really great point, and now it's lost to the ages.
Yeah, it's fine. We were talking about handshake.
The damn virus got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but I could even see that becoming a political thing. You know, like this group of people is for handshakes and these people won't do it. That's why I feel like politically we're going to come out way more divided.
They want to take your handshake.
Can you wait to that? So you see that campaign commercial? Remember handshakes? They want to.
Man, hey, listen, you're cutting out pretty bad on us. So I'm gonna say thank you for joining us this afternoon, and let's talk again soon. I imagine this thing is going to take a couple of months or so, but we'll talk soon. Okay, Chris?
All right.
All right. Adios, guys. You take care.
All right, bro. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.